Tonight, on the worst of the podcast, it's Donkey Jaw.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Here's Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past. The Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, and a brand new year, 2026, and we're going on our 16th year here, folks. It's season 16 opener. My good friend Chewy's here, Dr. Patrick's here, Dogwater Dick in the back, and the mighty, mighty Donkey Jaw.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the show.
It's a hell of an intro.
Yep. Spicy.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I feel rusty as hell. It's been a month off. No podcast. Have an identity crisis.
Yep.
But I'm back.
I think we're all a little spaced out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about Rick, but
I feel like this New Year just punched us in the face so far.
I've been somebody else for like 3.5 weeks.
Yep.
And now it's like, same. Oh, it's me again.
You know what Rick told me? He told me he didn't vacuum for 3 weeks.
I didn't know what that was like. Because people come over here fucking all the time and the dog makes a mess. I vacuum like 5-7 times a week.
You said you hadn't done that since 1987.
Yeah. I didn't vacuum for 3 weeks. Yeah. It was crazy. It was weird.
Good for you, though.
It was weird.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, break free.
Or didn't do that.
Yeah, but coming back to the podcast does kind of make it feel like back to normal a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like
a long-ass winter so far.
Yeah, but not a rough one. Isn't that funny? We're having another mild winter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a little chilly the last couple fucking days.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, back-to-back mild winters. That's weird.
I mean, we normally only get one really bad one every few years.
Yeah.
That's why when we had that really bad one, the next year I'm like, it's going to be nothing this year. We never get two in a row. And everybody's like, shut up, Rick.
You don't even know.
Yeah. And I was right.
Yep.
Sorry. I hate being right.
Short memories on people.
I moved here right before a bad one, and I had to cancel and reschedule so many trips to the Bay.
Yep.
Oh.
That's part of the life. I felt like a fucking pioneer.
Wintertime up here, you can't buy tickets.
Just like stuck on this side of the mountains until late spring, just not making any plans.
Yep.
Yeah, and you think like, oh, I'm only going to be 3.5 hours away if I can get there.
Yep.
If the pass is open.
Yeah, we've all been bit by buying tickets to a game or a concert in the Bay in the wintertime and then not being able to get out of town.
Yep.
Or going to your family Thanksgiving and then coming back and having to get a room in Auburn.
Yep.
Because you can't get home.
Or Reading.
I broke down in Auburn.
Everybody's broken down in Auburn. I broke down in Auburn, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I broke down right next to that, the guy with the pan on the side of the road.
Mm, the miner?
Where old Auburn is.
Yep.
And my friend showed me that there's like a, right behind that guy, there's like a big... like sewer drainage thing you can climb inside of that has like graffiti everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
So if you ever go there behind that guy with the pan, there's like a thing you can go.
My ex-girlfriend and I got to Auburn and we were like, didn't have chains, and they're like, chains are $80. And we're like, room's only $50. Let's just stay in Auburn.
Yeah. Good right.
Till tomorrow.
Instead of dealing with all of that.
Buy chains and then have to put them on.
Do you guys stop at Acadas? Do you guys get a pie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, right?
We always do. Yeah. Me and my wife.
I like how Rick's like, if you're ever behind the miner, you want to go in the sewer, just go right down there.
Yeah, there's a glory hole down there.
Man, how tempting.
Yeah, there's a sandy hut with a hole in the side of it.
It's a bunch of graffiti. Some miscreants down there.
And I'm just like, also, you could get a pie.
It's the real Auburn.
And then after you get a pie.
Bring the pie to the hole. Or whatever.
It's where the chud live. Yeah, so...
Anyways, Donkey Jaw. Welcome you guys.
How was your Christmas and New Year's?
It's really nice.
Do you guys play any gigs? Like those are good. Or New Year's is a good night for money anyway.
We did like a kind of kids' toy benefit thing.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it was December 21st or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the Monday before Christmas.
Nice.
Good turnout. Yeah, it was really fun.
That's a good club too. Or a
yeah.
bar.
Just and then spot. A Monday night, it was the kind of thing too where everyone's like fully on holiday mode. So yeah. just raging.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just letting it rip.
Cool. No
yeah.
one cares about work tomorrow if there is work tomorrow. So it was, yeah. That was a really good time. That was the last thing we did. So we usually kind of take a little breather around Thanksgiving-ish until the new year. So that was our kind of one-off. And now we're slowly getting back into it. Same time as you guys, I guess.
Yeah.
This is a nice like stretch, yawn, open your eyes. Mm-hmm. It's a new year.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And we always want to start the year off with a bang. So we were stoked to get you guys. Thanks for being
here. This is ideal.
Yeah, you guys sound fucking great.
Stoked to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Before
for
you got
us.
Here, I told Patrick how important you were, and that he better not fuck this up.
Oh. And then I fucked it
and
up.
And then he immediately fucked up.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, you didn't get to meet Patrick last time you were here. He wasn't here with us yet.
No.
I'm very happy to meet you guys.
So, yeah, very
it's
nice.
One of our new co-hosts.
Getting to hear bands
it's a pleasure
that sound
and an honor.
As good as you guys right in front of me. It's fucking awesome.
It was rad.
Yeah.
It is like getting a show every
You're
week.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we get to see something different all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Music. Yay.
Can you guys hear the dog throwing the ball on the ground?
A little bit.
She wants me to play with her so bad.
Oh, Myla, I missed you too.
No, she's like, yeah, let's play.
Get her a mic too, just attach it to her little collar or something.
I know, and she's just like, you're just sitting there, asshole.
You're not doing nothing.
Just talking to your friends.
You're not doing it. She doesn't even, I don't think she gets that part at all.
Yeah. No, dog's brains are small.
I don't know. My dog was pretty smart, Debbie.
Yeah.
Those Australian Shepherd.
She always
collie.
She border. Always knew what was happening.
She was really yeah. bright.
She wouldn't have thought you should play ball with her when you're trying to do a podcast. That's for sure. I remember Debbie was a real intelligent dog.
Right.
Not like Myla.
Myla, you're embarrassing me in front of Donkey Jaw. Okay, you gotta stop throwing. The
she can't even defend herself.
Can you tell her I said good girl?
I put it under the cushion and see if she figures
oh,
it out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got it.
It's Myla putting the dog in dog water. So, how about you, Chewy? How was your Christmas?
Good Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went to see my wife's family down in Vegas for a few days after Christmas, and it was nice and warm down there. I mean, 60 degrees. Shorts and t-shirt weather for me. Well, my mother-in-law thought it was Antarctica. Like, why aren't you wearing a coat? I'm like, it's 60 degrees outside.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, my uncle's getting up there in years, and when I go to his house, they have the house set at 98.6. Like, that's what the thermostat's at.
Oh, nice.
To, like, keep, like, their bodies
exactly
at temperature.
That's a high thermostat, dude. That'll right? cook you.
Right, that's not, apparently not.
Yeah.
They love it.
I went and saw my grandma over the holidays, and she's getting up there. She's, like,
in Oregon?
Yeah, up in Oregon, memory care and stuff like that. And I mentioned that I came to see her all the way from Nevada, and she proceeded to say a sentence that was just complete fucking nonsense. But it was very clear that she disapproved of me living in Nevada. So that,
well,
yeah, you're right. I'm
she's
sorry.
Not wrong,
I'm sorry, Grandma. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, she got a point.
Yeah.
Just looking out for your best interest.
Not that Nevada, Grandma.
Yeah.
Rick, did you go out of town?
I did not. It was all home family stuff. My dad came to visit, so we didn't have to go to California to see my dad. And then we had regular Christmas with my mom and sister who live here.
Very nice.
Okay, I have to take the ball away from her because it's distracting how thumpy it is. She needs to play with a lighter ball that she can throw on the ground and not shake the whole house. Like, it's her heavy ball.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so that was fucking great. I had for the first time in like 5 or 6 years, the whole family came over to my house to do the birthdays dinner. We have like 10 birthdays in December, so we just have like one gathering for all of those.
That's wild. And you had your birthday in December too, right?
I did, yes.
Like right after we did a show.
Yeah.
Fuck, we should have celebrated your birthday too.
No, it's all right. We'll get next year. Yeah.
Yeah,
next year. Yeah,
yeah man, December's
up.
Packed,
yeah,
don't
no,
you?
It's also
it is. That's year. A grip yeah. of birthdays.
It's wild, man. People be fucking March.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Weird.
I think, you know what? I've thought about this. I think it's like that's when the sundresses come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that like maybe it's not that people are having any more sex then, but that the whole world is more fertile then?
Oh, that's true.
It's possible.
Like there's something to do with like the sun coming back
and
makes
the spring, you
like,
know,
really make some
it's
powerful
a cycle
eggs.
Of life. It's like time it's like to time to go.
The flowers,
plant
too.
That seed.
Bees are are fucking the flowers.
Yeah,
we're picking flowers.
Yeah, the flowers are fucking each other.
Flowers are fucking each other. And they any sort of seed.
And the bees are fucking each other.
Our parents are fucking each other.
Really, the flowers are fucking each other with the bees. It's like a weird like a three way thing.
Yeah.
And we're all cucking it.
Interspecies erotica, Bucko.
Yeah. But it's like interspecies thruples. Like, you know, I don't know.
Baby, this has been going on pretty hot and heavy for a while now. What do you say we get another species involved?
Let's go over to that rose bush and fuck.
I'm just going to cut it off right there.
That's a good idea. We should probably get a song and cleanse our palate.
Yeah.
Great starts in the new year, guys.
So good.
How many songs do you have for us tonight?
A million. Yeah, we have too many.
You could do like 10, 15.
69.
Do you want to just do another one?
Sure.
I just love to have like a ton
double
of
up?
Music.
Hell yeah.
Are we trying to do all the newer ones?
Yeah.
Yes. Do I get to answer this?
Mm-hmm. Let's do Giant Peach.
I read this book when I was in high school.
We'll be right back.
Fuck you guys.
Killer.
Tight.
Do you guys feel confident when you write shorter songs?
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I want to leave them wanting more. You know?
Absolutely. That's what it feels like. It's just like,
yeah,
fuck you. We're not.
It's all killer, no filler, meat and potatoes, punk rock and roll.
Yeah, we're fucking meat secure potatoes. Enough.
Next.
Yeah, like, trip cut the fat.
Next.
It's the opposite of The Cure, where they're like, let's set a mood for 6 minutes, and then we'll sing for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. No, that ain't
it's
us.
Just like, we're in, we're out, fuck you. I love it. It's great.
Remember the Ramones, and they'd start the tour, and then
who?
By the exactly. towards the end of the tour, they're like, Johnny's like, we cut like 2 minutes off the fucking set time, or you know, because they just play the songs faster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally
faster, tighter. Yeah.
And get backstage,
1, 2, 3, 4. Quicker. You know.
Mm-hmm. Our live gigs are the same way. If it were up to us, we wouldn't talk between any songs.
Just blow through it.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get like the standard 30-minute set, and we're like, okay, is that 15 songs or 16 or, you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of bang for your buck.
Right.
You're like, man, we only watch them for a half hour, but they played 20 songs.
We get our cardio in. You guys are happy. It's all good.
Give them their money's worth. Zach bleeds sometimes.
Yeah.
Why?
I cut my finger open pretty bad at the last 40 Mile show.
You bled like, one time.
I bled
and
one
made
time.
It his personality.
Oh, stop.
Well, this is where it starts. I mean, next he'll be flinging shit and doing his Gigi Allen thing.
What did you actually cut yourself on?
Something on the bridge. There was like one little piece of the string that was kind of sticking out, and like cut on like the second song, and it just like wouldn't stop. And I'm like, eh, whatever.
So yeah, just like gore all over everything.
Yeah.
And then all the kids' toys are the kids.
The kids' toys are covered in blood. They're all discounted now.
It's like a badge of honor, man. Yeah. You got blood on you.
You get a toy and some DNA or something.
Literal blood, sweat, and tears. Mm-hmm. Like, how often do you guys practice? Like, is it a once a week, twice a week?
Once a week.
Pretty typically once a week, unless we have something big coming up.
Yeah, very cool. We're Friday after work kind of band, just kind of show up and.
Nice.
That sounds nice.
I got one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a standing meeting every Friday.
Standing meeting.
Go over the agenda.
So you
review the minutes from the previous meeting.
Would prefer not to talk at shows. What do you feel the need to just like stop everything and say, like, hey, we're Donkey Joe? How's the banter?
The banter's like these days, it's like nothing really.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, venue. Yeah.
I get
thank
pissed if anyone talks.
Because I think it's like when you start playing in a band, like, you know, you watch all these videos of, you know, Guns N' Roses or what was Joe Strummer talking about back in the day. And it's like you think you need to have some sort of message or this whole thing or talk about a song. But then when you're up there doing it, well, me, I can't do it. So, you know, it's
I don't think there's anything worse than stopping between every single song and explaining the song.
Every single song, oh absolutely.
Yeah. The Jello Biafra method. So like,
yeah.
That's
you guys,
not
you guys play a lot of songs. You play a lot of shows out of town. How often do you guys play in the surrounding areas? Do you find you talk more if you are out of town, like just because you want to break the ice with the crowd? Because in Reno, everybody's got to know you. You probably don't feel like you need to explain who you are or what you're talking about.
Like, I saw you last
week
at
Denny's. Yeah, we know you're Donkey Joe. We went to high school together.
Oh, did you guys play that at the Denny's?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Denny's Grand Slam? We wish.
Yeah.
I know.
That was fucking...
That's a great idea.
Looking.
Yeah, when half the crowd is like my dad and like, you know, Sean's girlfriend, it's like, we don't need to tell you who we are. But no, out of town, you know, like the last few years, we've got a couple of friends in the Bay Area that we've been doing like a little swing where sometimes they'll come through. Last summer we played like Pacifica, Winter's Tavern, sweet little spot. They got like a little upstairs bedroom for the band.
Pacifica's a great town.
Yeah, it's really great.
That's cool.
Toots Tavern, Crockett, do Sacramento, stuff like that. So
we played at a record store in Sac, which was really cool. Or Roseville. Was that Roseville?
Rockland,
I think. Yeah. Technically, yeah.
Yep, that's it. But that was
Rockland.
Cool.
That's
Rockland.
Like on the reservoir, Mecca, man.
Yeah,
Rockland.
Yeah.
It rocked.
It's
Rock Lynn.
Oh.
That's like if there's a girl named Lynn and she rocked.
That's a cool girl's name. Rock Lynn.
My daughter Rockland.
Do you guys have a Donkey Jaw?
the actual bone mandible.
I think Zach has one.
I do.
Zach?
I do. I don't know if it's real or not.
Which came first, the band or the donkey jaw?
The band came first. So the band was Cody's sort of creation.
Yeah, it's my band.
Yeah.
I've got a donkey jaw t-shirt.
No, no one's arguing with you.
Shows the structure of the jaw.
But it's not
rad.
A donkey jaw. Yeah. It's like a... Isn't it like a boar?
Is that not a donkey
something?
Jaw on my shirt?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you must have the old one.
The old one.
I got the one that's like, a 69 donkey jaw.
I still wear the old one all the time. And fucking, I had somebody recently be like, that's not a donkey jaw.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Actually, Rick, that's not a donkey jaw.
So it's
because we did like a Motorhead ripoff thing. And it was like we had the little bone, like their little like snaggle tooth Motorhead guy. And that's probably not a donkey jaw.
Right.
But yeah,
maybe those are just tusks.
Yeah.
Now we, you know, to answer your question, we don't know what that was. We just put it on a shirt.
Pretty sure it looks like it could be a donkey jaw.
It's just provocative.
Horse jaw.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure donkeys don't have tusks.
Yeah, some smarty pants can come up and be like, you know, that's not a real donkey jaw.
Boom, engagement.
Like, real artists don't give a fuck, okay?
Yeah.
They just put whatever they see on
the fucking
shirt.
I know, I'm being ironic.
They feel things that we
don't. No, I wanted to say that to that guy.
Yeah.
He said that. I'm just like, fuck you.
And
you
guys...
Have you ever been to Reno? That's what we do.
Reno as fuck.
I've been talking to people on the at my work a lot that are calling, and I've heard people say Reno.
Reno.
Oh my god! And I was like,
it's Jeremy Renner's fault.
I never thought anybody would say Reno.
It's funny when people do that, mispronounce things, because how would they know better? But Reno
never,
should be pretty cut.
I've never heard that my entire life, Nevada. And I've heard Reno twice in the past 2 months.
Can we get Jeremy Renner on the pod?
That would be rad. That guy loves Reno.
I know he hangs out at Guitar Center.
Oh, hell yeah.
He plays Smoke on the Water.
What?
Guitar Center.
I could see maybe if he had like a Spanish accent, because like Rita Moreno. So you're like Reno.
From college.
Right. Yeah. No, and in Spanish, like E comes from an I, not an E. Mm. Like the
Reno.
E sound. Like Nevada. My name is Reek.
Reek.
Right.
Reek. And I'm Neek.
Senor
Reek.
Yes,
Senor Neek. There's no, because they don't have an ih sound at all. They just don't even have that.
No.
You're Chewy.
They have an eh or an e.
Yeah, you're either eh or e. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep it quick, but I have a little mini Christmas story, actually, involving Jeremy Renner.
Fuck.
I played Christmas songs at his foundation's Christmas party.
Oh, cool. Wow.
In Virginia City.
Yeah. My wife was up there.
Dude, where was it at? Where in Virginia City did that happen?
Half of it was at Piper's, and then they moved it to like this little sort of random like cafeteria kind of room for like a little after party sort of thing.
Damn.
But it was actually kind of funny because I brought up the Donkey Jaw PA, which has all our stickers on it and stuff. And then Jeremy Renner's in there, and he's like trying to like mess with our mixer. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Hawkeye's working on the Donkey Jaw stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
He's like, oh, that's a fun little story.
Yeah, he's totally integrated himself and become a local here.
Yeah.
In the Reno, Virginia City, Tahoe area.
Absolutely.
It's pretty
rad,
yeah. You can tell he really likes it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a pretty nice dude from my little tiny meeting, but it was cool.
Well, we salute your philanthropic and helping out our local musicians.
I loved you in the town.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner.
I recently watched that. It was good.
Come on the pod. I'm going to talk to you about the town for 90 minutes.
Town was a
great
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else? The Hurt Locker, right?
Yeah. That was, he's really good in that.
That was like an Oscar winner.
Like
I think.
A defining thing.
That was a big hit.
Okay. So I have a new segment I want to try. It's called, Is This Song Good? All right. And
the answer is no.
I think we have I think it's yeah, you can go around and say whether you think the answer is yes or no, coming from John, my friend. And I think the artist today is Pat Benatar, but I'm not sure. Let's see how this goes. Place your bets. What do you guys think? Pat Benatar.
Which song?
Is it going to be a good song or
not? We don't get to know that, Chewy. That's part of the fun.
No. No, the answer is
no.
Pat,
it's not a good
Pat Benatar.
I
sucks.
Think it's going to be a great song.
I think it's going to be good.
I'm going to say no.
No.
No, yes.
Do we got two goods and
no from downstairs.
No's. Okay. All right, welcome to the second episode of Good Song, Bad Song. John Pat Benatar.
I mean, this is a classic. This is one of the songs that got major radio play and actually deserved it. Pat Benatar sounds awesome. And the song's a little cheesy. It's exactly the right kind of amount of 80s cheesy. This is a good song.
There you have it. Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Good song.
That's the best Pat Benatar song.
That was the best Pat Benatar.
It's a good song.
Still not a good song.
Totally fucking got it wrong. That's a great song.
If that came on the river of KOZZ, I would not turn it off.
Correct.
I'd turn it up.
But if Hit Me With Your Best Shot came on, I would turn it off. Honestly.
Aww,
I just don't like this song.
It's a bit much.
That's why I was confused.
Does anybody remember the Love is a Battlefield video?
Yeah.
With the people all dancing in the field and...
Yeah. And headbands and shit.
Yes. And leg warmers, I think.
Yes.
Yes. So great.
They were aerobic.
And I remember way back in the day on some show hearing a bad joke about it being... There being a song about a guy being in love with his farm and calling it Love is a Cattle Field.
I don't think that's true.
I heard that somewhere and I never forgot it. You know how you just hear something and you never forget it your entire life?
That, Rick.
I may have dreamed.
Like that surgery you told us about off mic.
What was
the inner species erotica
surgery.
Bucko.
Sorry.
No. I'll have to rewatch that video later.
It sounds like a Weird Al song or something. Love is a Cattle Field.
What Hell is for Children?
I don't like that song.
True doesn't like that one. I think that's kind of a cool Pat Benatar song.
It's like slow and it's sloggy and it's just like the topic is just like doesn't make sense to me.
Hmm.
I don't think I know that song.
I'm pretty suspect of most of the shit that
it was
out
a hit
in the 80s.
It was a hit.
Yeah, there's
it was all over MTV. It was all over the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it comes on like the classic Rewind channel on Sirius XM a lot. Mm. Which is a good channel, and I do like a lot of the pop rock from the 80s. Mm-hmm. Just Pat Benatar. I was a big Joan Jett fan when I was like 6 years old. I just thought she was so rad, and I felt like Pat Benatar was a knockoff.
Mm. Oh.
Like a knockoff, sanitized.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mainstream
the
Joan
great value
Jett.
Joan Jett. Yeah.
Yep.
Industry exactly. Plant.
Yep. That's what I think.
But they were, Joan Jett was around when Blondie was around. But I feel like Debbie Harry was pre-Benatar.
Yeah. Well, I like Debbie Harry, too, and I like Blondie. But not a Pat Benatar fan, honestly.
Mm. Well, there you have it, folks. That's is this song good this week? What do you think of the segment?
So is this segment good?
Could use a little polishing.
But I was
it's going to be week to week.
I was a little confused when voices came on and said the answer. I thought it was going to be
like
more
we
of
were
like
watching
a
TikTok or something.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be more of like a freeform discussion afterwards.
Well, you know? Kind of
how we work.
Yeah,
it out,
I guess
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, but
I don't know. Should I bring more of these in?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just little shorties, man. They take like less than a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually. Yeah, well, I mean, I think we could do something with it. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Episode one was over a minute, and it's like too long. They just got to be nice and quick. And also, if you hear that in the background, you don't want to get the copyright fucking thing, whatever. You know what I mean? It's just barely in there. I don't think you can get fucked with for copyright on that.
No, if it's short enough.
Come and fucking
while
take
we're
it.
Talking
that's
over
what
right.
I say. I say come and fucking take
yeah,
it.
Go ahead.
We
that'd
will
be
see
awesome. I'd love to get sued.
Pat Benatar and her shitbag team of lawyers in court.
Whoa. Easy, easy.
It gets real
it's
dark.
It's probably
real
more
fast.
Like the record company.
Bitch, we're from Reno.
Yeah.
Reno, Nevada.
Nevada.
Cease and desist my ass.
Hey, Rick, did you say you had some more quiz questions like or newer that you wanted to ask?
I got one.
Yeah, let's Donkey get it. Let's get, there's a couple we've come up with since last time they were on.
I
but we could
them.
Say like, have you heard this one? You know.
Oh, well, okay. I know they haven't answered the Amish question.
Yeah, and I've got that
oh,
one.
Patrick's
I've got that
questions.
One,
all of your questions.
I've got one, at least one rapid fire.
Let's start with Patrick. Go ahead.
Okay. So hanging out with an Amish person on Rumspringa, and they've never seen a movie before in their life. And you get to show them three. What are they?
Three movies they've never seen.
They've never,
never
seen
a movie,
movie ever.
A movie.
Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3.
Excellent. Excellent. Don't overthink it. Who's next?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Transformers.
Yep.
Goodfellas.
They won't know that.
I could Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah. Oh shit!
The Matrix.
That's fine. Yeah, I would show them that one too. Yeah,
they would explode their brains out of their heads
because they're living in the Matrix.
Yeah.
The Amish Matrix.
Well, this is what happens when we don't live on a farm.
Yeah,
we're in the Matrix.
Okay.
Did everybody answer? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'll stick with movies. I'll start up here with the guitars. What is your favorite Tarantino movie? What's the best one?
What's the best one, or what's my favorite one?
What's go in between? What's the one that's not your favorite or not the best? Just whatever, dude. What's your favorite one? I don't give a fuck.
Inglourious Bastards.
All right.
Correct.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay. Downstairs, drums?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction for me.
Bass.
Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
It blew my mind, and it was the first one I ever saw.
It was super
original. It just blew my mind.
I think that was the first Tarantino film I saw.
Yeah.
I think that's the same for most people.
And it made me just think, like, I have to fucking see
it. And it stands up. I still watch it when it's on TV. I'll turn it on all the time. Inglourious Basterds.
I also like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought that might be my favorite.
Right when you're starting to think that maybe it's a little too long, everything fucking goes crazy at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's right when I was thinking, this is a little too long.
I feel like that's a fun movie to watch. Fresh.
They just brought back Kill Bill 1 and 2 as one movie like a couple months ago.
Oh, the whole
did you go see that?
I did.
Yeah. I did too.
It was like a 5-hour experience, but it was awesome.
It was like way better.
Yeah.
But it reminded me that when it came out in the theaters the first time, I went to the theater, saw one, and then that came out on videotape or something. And so we watched one and then went and watched two. So it was back-to-back experience kind of.
Yeah.
But this was even better with the extra stuff, and it just all connected in it.
I wish I knew about that. I would have went to see that. That's an entertaining ass movie.
Kill Bill 1, too. My thing with that was the first like R-rated movie I wanted to see that my mom saw and was like, you're not watching this movie. Which made me want to see it like 1,000 times.
How old were you?
I'm born in 92, so I was either 10 or 11 whenever that came out.
Yeah, that's pretty young. My daughter's 14 and I want to show it to her, but also the blood and the gore. Like the language ain't that bad and there's not a bunch of weird sex stuff, but like the
a lot of dismembered limbs.
There's a little bit of weird sex stuff, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then in the Japanese animation and stuff. Yeah. Some horrible
that was awesome.
Shit.
Yeah.
But horrible, like for kids. But awesome.
I just watched Django, and I had a fucking blast.
That's a fun movie,
It was
too.
Great.
Django rules.
Samuel L. Jackson's fucking insane in that.
God, what an actor, dude.
Yeah.
Great questions, everybody.
All right.
Rick, did you have one?
I'll go last. I want to know, was I asking, last time you guys were on, did I ask you your most memorable story from middle school?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's already done. I just wanted to know, like, how far.
I won the DVD from that, I think.
Good job.
Bike got stolen.
Yeah, Sean had a good one.
Yeah, that was.
Damn it.
I was just talking about it the other day, today, maybe even. Yeah, my bike got stolen.
I just wanted to make sure that I had covered that. No, and my big thing is I want to know, would you, if you had to die in a cult, would you rather it be Jonestown or.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate.
How did Heaven's Gate die? I'm not as familiar with that.
They took poison to get on the mothership.
They had Nikes.
And they all wrapped their heads in plastic, but they all wore the same shoes, got the same haircut, and the men were all castrated.
Oh, nice. No.
Jonestown. Yeah, I'll go for the other one.
Jonestown with the Kool-Aid and the fun people.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's a
chance to escape.
You get to go to closer to the equator.
Yeah, you get to go to South America and drink Kool-Aid.
If you're fast and you can hide, you might not even... You might survive.
Just run it off.
The risk of getting too macabre. I learned at Jonestown, they rehearsed that suicide a couple times. And when I say rehearsed, like everybody thought they were going to die. And then they're just like, just kidding. We didn't poison that Kool-Aid.
Whoa.
But we will one day.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Like a placebo effect kind of thing.
Yeah. So they were ready. They were rehearsed.
Yikes.
Yeah. That's probably a good way to weed out the people who don't really mean it.
But then when they really did do it, they were talking about it, and some of the people at the church were like, we shouldn't do this. And then they decided to do it.
Maybe mass suicide isn't a good idea.
There's a couple dissenting voices to mass suicide.
You know, I just want to say there's always a couple people trying to ruin the party.
Yeah, haters, I call those people.
Listen, man, we flew you out here all the way to South America, and you're being a huge fucking bummer right now, dude.
You're embarrassing me in front of the cult.
Oh, I have one. What's your last meal? What would you want for your last meal? Anything you want.
Pizza Plus.
What's Pizza Plus?
Really good.
Yeah, like the wings, like the whole meal deals.
Wings,
they have
pizza.
Really good packages.
Just pizza.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
What kind of
pizza? Burger number one.
White sauce, jalapeno, pepperoni, pineapple.
Badass.
Wow. Yeah. That's a crazy fucking pizza. It sounds delicious.
It's my girlfriend's
jalapeno and pineapple
recipe.
Actually is underrated.
I gotta give her credit.
Good choice.
Yeah, sweet and spicy. So, Cody, you said In-N-Out?
Take In-N-Out burger, number one, whole grilled onion, add an extra patty, animal fries, pink Arnold Palmer.
Nice.
On the double.
Okay. I think I would just eat, like, as many ribs as I could until I just couldn't eat any more ribs and die.
A pork
die from
or
the
beef?
Ribs.
Pork.
Mm. Yeah.
Jared?
Probably tacos. Just a variety of tacos.
So just everything. Nice. Al pastor, beef, chicken.
How many do you think you can put down before you die?
Depends on how big. I mean, street tacos are tiny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you guys been to that taco stand place in Midtown? And they make a cheeseburger taco?
Oh,
in the alley?
Oh, yeah.
Taco shop.
Just like a fucking Big Mac.
Dude, it does taste like a Big Mac. It's
delicious.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's just called Taco Shop.
In an alley behind Death and Taxes. Yeah.
It's across from Noble Pie Opinion.
What's the
outdoor.
What's the taco? The cheeseburger taco?
It's called the cheeseburger taco.
It's really
I'll have to
good.
Try that. I like that place.
Yeah.
I've never had that, though.
Yeah. I took my wife and daughter there after church the other day. It was good.
Nice.
Because none of your answers had anything to do with this, please describe the perfect breakfast.
Yeah.
Sausage patties, biscuits and gravy. Mm. Hash browns, shredded hash browns, coffee.
I'm going to fucking Denny's after this.
Sourdough toast and butter.
Breakfast sounds good.
I'm gonna take four over easy eggs, sourdough bread, two McDonald's hash browns, and like a whole package of bacon.
Fucking egg.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Straight pound.
That's an excellent breakfast.
Sorry, I don't want to speak to you. Go on, guys.
Yeah, bacon, sausage patty, hash brown. I'm a scrambled egg guy.
Yep.
Tabasco on like the whole thing. And like a ham steak. Just all protein.
Pigs glorified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good breakfast.
Mm, Sparks Cafe.
Deadhead or Juggalo?
Oh, we didn't get them all.
Originally, I just blatted out sourdough toast with butter.
Okay.
But I would add stuff to that as well. You know,
make it a combo,
it make it
Sean?
A combo.
Yeah.
Maybe Eggs Benedict as well, too. So.
Mm.
But yeah,
okay.
Appreciate it.
So
that's my favorite.
This band knows how to eat. And B, I think that's the first time we got an answer to that question where one of the band members didn't have an absolutely insane answer.
Very normal.
Who was the first person I ever asked that question? He said, I can't remember what it was. It was something in a fucking energy drink. And it wasn't like a breakfast item.
It's like Quaaludes or something.
He's like, Quaaludes in an energy drink is what I want for breakfast. Yeah, so.
And I'm like, wait, Quaaludes? How could you get that? Then we had a whole discussion about that too. Like, but nobody's ever sent us any. You guys out there listening, you're failing us. Where are the Quaaludes?
Yeah, no, for real. Dig them up.
Give me the ludes.
Yeah.
We don't believe they existed. Prove us wrong.
Send them over here.
Yep.
All right, Deadhead or Juggalo?
Rip Juggalo. Bob Weir, but Juggalo.
Excellent.
Juggalo.
Excellent.
Their music's better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Deadhead.
So right. Three Juggalos and a Deadhead?
Insane Clown Posse sucks.
That's a good balance.
That's true, but they also listen to other bands.
But not as
music.
Bad as Grateful Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Both
hey,
terrible.
Bob Weir, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, your band sucked, but rest in peace, dude.
Do you guys know that ICP is the most successful independent artist of all time.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
I went and saw Juggalo Wrestling like culture. 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, they incredible. Built a whole
Where'd you see that?
At the Brew House.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, that sounds like a great place to pick up on dudes.
I wish I could have saw that.
Rick, you should have been there, man.
I'm like, really?
Should have texted you.
Rick, are you into Juggalos?
Well, I've seen some Juggalos, and they seem like my kind of guys.
Gotcha.
I like they just seem Damn, something. Rick. There's something hot about them to me.
With or without the clown makeup?
I go both ways. I think I go both ways.
With the makeup?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I would pay to see you in some Juggalo makeup, dude.
Like I just like my family photos, like with my husband, and he's just full Juggalo makeup. Everything else is normal.
Cute, sparkly eye look in his eye.
You guys have matching hatchets.
We're both matching hatchets.
Super happy.
Honk honk.
And the dog. I love it. Yeah.
Well, I think we covered everything that we need to. Anybody got any last minute questions for these guys?
No.
I don't think so. I think we got everything.
Well, you all win stickers, so there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing, Donkey Jaw. You're a very balanced band, and no wonder.
Yeah, you guys tied for 4-way tie for stickers.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's how we do it. That's how we're doing it these days. We ran out of other shit, so. Can we get... do you want to do maybe a couple more songs in a row, and then we'll see what's heading up in the future and get out of here?
Sure.
Yeah. Boy, started making a mess, now we live in a death trap. There's just what you do, but don't think of the blowback. Heart of stone about to break. Blow by blow, we're all the same. No one ever taught you how when you're starting to undead. Mix up pain, the thoughts that rattle around your head. Trap. Yeah.
That was rad.
Fuck.
You guys are awesome.
So these are all new songs that haven't been recorded yet?
So they've all been recorded. The last two that came out, those were two of the newest ones that have come out maybe a couple months ago. And then some of the earlier ones in the show have been recorded, and we're going to put them out this year. That's kind of our next plan of attack.
Fuck cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good show.
You guys got a place where we can find all your stuff that you've released online somewhere?
Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify, really. Amazon, Apple Music. We're a little bit behind on Bandcamp right now. You know, it's like, that's like the artist-friendly spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, going to work on getting that out. And, yeah, the plan for 2026 right now is, like, we got four songs that are recorded, mixed and mastered, and we're going to throw that out maybe as an EP or singles or something, and I don't know. Keep right. going.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. Got any shows lined up for the near future or far future?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
No. Yeah, we did that Christmas thing, have this, and then, you know, hopefully everything starts to thaw out a little bit and we can kind of ease into the spring. I know we have plans to... You know, we like playing Vegas. We've done that a few times. So we're thinking about maybe Memorial Day weekend. The whole band usually goes down to Punk Rock Bowling
mm-hmm.
Festival, but now they're not doing it this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
So I think.
What's their deal?
I don't know, man.
That was like a big,
what the fuck?
Big deal.
That's a huge deal. Yeah. Cody and I have gone almost 10 years in a row. But but now we're like, well, let's go play Vegas. You know, let's go do something down there. Maybe do a Southern California thing.
You go to the museum, Punk Rock Museum.
Punk Rock Museum, yeah.
Warm up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got some buddies in the Bay Area, so it's like we usually kind of just do like a little weekend somewhere around the summer, but still need to get together and have a talk and see how everyone's feeling about the year. So,
all right. We'll keep an eye out for calendar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking rad. Oh, yeah.
And we got some good shows coming up, too. I think next week we're going to have Alexander from the Sex Tones and other bands, one of our guests, past guests, who is really, really cool to talk to about music and stuff. And with him will be JT Jamal from
next week.
Yeah. So next Monday we'll have them on, and they're going to be talking about their trip to Africa with the Weird Loud Festival.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be out of town. I'm going to be bummed out. I'll miss that, but I'll listen to it for sure.
Oh,
cool.
It's going to be a good show.
We got a whole bunch of really good shows lined up. If you would like your band to be on the Worst Little Podcast, you can contact me, Patrick, Chewy, anybody from the show. Let us know.
Hook you up.
Rory, Kim. Don't bug Dogwater Dick, though.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
He does enough.
the rest
I'm
of
just
us
exhausted.
Have time.
I would like to shout out Reno Computer Fix that not only fixed my computer, but wanted to pass along the message of fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Oh, God bless them.
That's fair. Yeah.
They fixed my computer,
sponsors.
Too.
Yeah,
they were our first
early
sponsor.
Sponsors of this podcast, and always like to support them. They're great.
Yeah.
That's a good little spot, too. I get my hair done on the other side of that building.
I like to spend money too? On Wells whenever I can.
Yeah, Wells is a good community. All right, Renoites and Worst Little Podcast listeners. You guys want to give us one or two for the outro? I will say I'll say goodnight to the folks out there, or good day, or whenever you're listening. Thanks for listening. And for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for the Lord Strice, for Cadillac Kim, and all our former interns and hosts and everybody who showed up today, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.